Why does it feel that when you're manifesting, everything starts to go wrong? And it feels like there is no way my manifestation is going to happen because look, everything's going wrong. It's so far from what I'm wanting to manifest. Why isn't it happening? And are these tests from the universe? Is the universe testing me? I'll start by saying there's no such thing as a test from the universe. That would put it in the same place as like the patriarch or organized religion, where there's this concept of this higher being who is looking down at you and is testing you to make sure that you know what you want. That is punitive. That is not from a place of abundance, from a place of allowing, from a place of flow. And the truth is that you are the universe. You are part of the greater consciousness. So there is no hierarchy. You are creating because you are part of the universe. But it doesn't take away from the fact that sometimes, especially when you're manifesting, stepping into a reality that is significantly different than the one that you are in, it feels like everything starts to go wrong and is showing you the complete opposite of what you're wanting to manifest. I'm going to give you an example of when it happened to me. I had manifested the ability to get into an industry and do marketing work and community growth for that industry. And it was an industry that was relatively hard to get into, but I manifested it. And I was living that reality. I was making a really abundant salary, working part-time hours, having flexibility, being able to work remotely, and working for brands and companies that I wanted to work with. It felt really, really good until it didn't. Until I started to want to create a platform where I could share the things that I had learned about life and to be able to make a living by helping others to self-actualize and create communities of like-minded people. That thought had entered my mind and it kept entering my mind, but it is really hard to leave behind a lucrative salary in order to step into the unknown. So I didn't fully step into it. Eventually, I decided, okay, it is time. It is time for me to answer the calling, because the calling was be of service, give everything that you know. When I started the process of doing that and I started to manifest that to be my reality, everything went wrong. Everything went wrong, and it went wrong really, really bad. For example, one by one, the contracts that I had that were allowing me to live the life that I desired, that were allowing me to do the work that at the time I had wanted to do, they started to end one by one. And I always kept several contracts. I was a consultant, so I had various contracts. And all of these contracts still allowed me to work part-time hours, getting full-time pay. But now they were leaving one by one. Did I make a mistake? Because I was following what I thought were all my aligned actions. I was following what I thought was my calling to self-actualize, but my reality was falling apart. It was really scary. So here I was wanting to manifest a new reality, and my current reality was in complete shambles. Everything about this scenario would have told me, you're making the wrong choices. Go back to what you were doing. I was like, yeah, forget it. Let's go back to what I was doing. And I couldn't get any new contracts. And in the past, getting contracts was so easy for me. In fact, that was something I had manifested, the ability to always get a contract whenever I wanted to. And here I was, I couldn't get one. So now I'm like, I'm losing my contracts. I can't get another one. growing a new brand is going to take time. I don't even have a product. I don't even have a service. I'm just giving everything away. I don't know what to do. It got really scary. If I believe that there are tests that the universe gives us, I would have said, oh my God, I'm being tested to see if I really want it. And by the way, I would have failed that test because I just wanted to have stability at that moment. But I don't believe that. Because I know that I am part of the greater consciousness. Because I know that I, just like you, we're part of the universe. We're not in a patriarch with a higher source. We're not in a punitive environment with the universe. So I kept going despite. I kept taking the aligned actions despite that my reality was really scary at the time, and things were not looking like my manifestation was going to happen. And then the dust cleared. And after I went through that low moment and I kept going regardless, I kept being consistent regardless, I was able to see that it all happened for a reason. Because here's the thing. The version that I was not in alignment to the version that I was becoming. So in order to become that version, there were parts of my current reality that had to fall away. They had to fade away for me to step into the new version. The process of manifestation is a process of becoming. Because I did start to take the aligned actions, the part of me, that old version of me, had to shed, had to let go of its current reality. So the contracts were falling away because I was leaving that version of me to become the version of me that self-actualized through giving knowledge away, through sharing what I know, through making a difference in people's lives. Some people will refer this as a purge. I tend to think of it as shedding layers. It's like I'm shedding the version of me like a skin. I'm shedding the layers off so that the new version of me can emerge. If you're moving towards a new reality, it is very likely that you will experience the great discomfort of leaving behind the old version of you, of allowing that to fall away, to fade away, to transition away as you become this new version of you. You will emerge into your new manifestation if you are consistent, if you continue, if you sustain the belief. You will shed those old layers and you will come into the new version of you. You'll figure it out because you know that this is the reality you want to be in. This new reality that you're stepping into. You will figure it out. What to do about it? Allow it to fade away. Allow it to transition out. Allow the purging of it. You're not taking the old version of you into your new reality. You're letting that version go so that you can step into the frequency of your new reality. In fact, when those things happen, it almost is a sign to you that you are getting closer to your manifestation. Those are signs that you are releasing the old version of you and you're moving into the frequency of your new desire. What ended up happening? I was okay. I kept going. The more I kept going, the more I started to see progress. I started to enter that frequency. I chose practices that kept me at a higher vibration, such as meditation, nature, and having people close to me that were able to remind me of who I am. And I transitioned, and it did all work out. because it will always work out. It's not that everything's going wrong and your manifestation is not going to happen. It's a shedding process and your manifestation is actually happening. And when you see it in that way, you come to realize this is a good thing. I'm there. I'm transitioning. I will let those versions of me go because I know the next thing coming is being fully immersed into that reality. It's not a test. It's not a punishment. It's a shedding. It's a becoming process. And you're almost there. If you enjoy this podcast and the content on my website, you will adore The Unfolding. The Unfolding is my monthly subscription. But here's the game changer. At the end of each month, I create a transpersonal hypnotherapy guided meditation where we lock in the new belief so that your subconscious leads you towards your manifestation and towards the life that you desire. A really, really cool testimonial that I received from Olga, who is in The Unfolding. She said, "Your manifestation technique just brought me my place, my new job with a higher salary. Peace and hope are finally restoring in my soul." You can see hers and others' testimonials when you visit The Unfolding. I will have the link in the show description. See you there. Thank you so much for being here with me. If this was helpful to you, please leave a 5-star review. And you can contact me anytime that you desire. I will put my contact links on the show notes. And until next time, my friend, be well.